Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Frank Strong's. Brewed like beer, tastes like lemonade. Welcome back to the Thinker Girls Pod Channel. I am Stacey June.
And I am Christy Mercer. Welcome to week two.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a... Feeling fresh. I like not being the new kid, so I'm glad week one is done.
Yeah, but week one, like, it's been pretty amazing. The support and hearing from you guys, our TG Posse, it's been quite insane. The best part about it is when people are like, when can we get another one? We can actually come back and say, tomorrow's babes.
That's right, because the Thinker Girls Pod Channel is where we're dropping episodes on the reg throughout the week. And today we're very excited to introduce you, which a lot of you may not need an introduction to, Tanya Hennessy.
Oh, yeah. This lady we are very excited to speak to. The last couple of years, the last few years is what you've seen of her. You're like, wow, what a success. But this bitch has been working behind the scenes really hard for a really long time.
Well, we know her through our regional days and we had her on the podcast before. She's actually, as a bit of a piece of useless information, was the only podcast we didn't air.
Yes, that's true, isn't it?
So we have years had her on the show before, but there was some content that she wasn't comfy with sharing all those years ago and we said, okay, we'll take it down. So now this is the first time our posse hearing a chat with us and Tanya. She speaks about, the complex relationship she has to, her in inverted commas, overnight success. Mm-hmm. I don't say that, but just that's what people would look at it like.
Not to mention it was a really interesting insight. Obviously, so much of Tanya's work lives online, and with that comes trolls. And she talks pretty openly about her experience with trolls, how she deals with it. I found that really intriguing.
She has shot to absolute fame through her vlogs and her videos that have just created the most incredible success for her. She's a writer for news.com.au as well. A book is coming out in June. She's, of course, a radio announcer and actress, and also says that she's a comedian.
Yeah, she's... Full of tricks, this one.
So tomorrow as well, the Posse Podcast, Tanya will join us and talk to you guys about the struggle she had with making friends. It was made infamous on The Project, picked it up.
Yeah, she did, I remember.
So if you are interested in that, you'll hear from her also tomorrow. But for now, enjoy our candid chat with Tanya Hennessy. Tanya, what do you think of the new digs?
I'm living for it. In saying that, I didn't see the old digs.
Well, the old digs was a big fancy radio station, so you know that.
And you've seen one of those before.
No, that's for sure. No. Hello, I've done regional radio. Once a rat ran across my hand on air in Griffith, and I screamed, and like they were like, "Are you all right?" And I was like, "A rat just ran across my hand." I couldn't remember the co-announcer, to be honest with you. I had five in Griffith. And then we had to play a song because I screamed because a rat ran across
my head. Oh, my God.
So, no, I don't know what a fancy radio station
I remember my first radio show, you had sticky tape on all of the buttons.
Yeah.
They were like, yeah, don't mind that. And it was like old sticky tape too. It's like it's not doing anything either.
Well, this very first podcast, which we found out was born in 2013 only a few weeks ago. Yeah. We'd always been a little bit sketchy on that date. But we actually had to do a conference call to put the original girl that was doing it with us and yourself on the one line. So remember when you had that phone and you'd have to go star something, something, and then put the tooth in? The radio studio didn't even have separate feeds where you could have two phone lines.
So we were both on the one fader. So one was louder or quieter than the other, it would literally be like, you just have to talk louder or softer because Stacey cannot deal as she's sitting in her Cairns studio.
No. So it was very prehistoric.
Do you feel like there is a difference between the way you would compartmentalize the radio telly stuff versus the online stuff?
You do feel like a different level of control, but also you're ruled by the platform. So there's a big algorithm change in Facebook at the moment and therefore not as many likes, not as many views. So you're still ruled by a platform. YouTube is the same. Unless you have your own website. But then you know what? You're controlled by the internet. You're ruled by the internet. Mm. I don't know. it's, I think it's really good to be, not second guess yourself, but sort of good to want more, because that way you're always going to strive. Like, I never want to be half-assed and not care.
Are you a spiritual person?
I don't know. I feel like I used to be, and now I just work hard and can't think of anything else. Like, I had a migraine for 2 years. I only just got rid of it. And I thought that maybe if I was meditating and spiritual about it, it would go away. But, like, that stressed me out.
You're off air at the moment,
but what
right?
do you mean? Yes.
Well, go figure. Because that was the same with me. What I'm the happiest I used to be.
Radio stressful.
I want to know, what do you mean you used to be spiritual? Like, was there something that ended up changing you to be like, you know, this
is
not for me?
Well, just gets busy to be spiritual, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I've felt that.
And then I just worked. Like, I had no time for spirituality. Like, yeah. I was on a – like, I last year I was doing the radio show, plus we were doing Sydney – weekends, so Saturday morning, I was doing a TV show in
you
Sydney,
and Ryan
a digital
on
TV show.
Weekends as well.
On Saturday.
Would you do
Saturday.
It live?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I was writing a book on top of that, plus all my digital content, all my sort of integrated sponsorship content on top of
that. Do you feel
that.
Like in a way that was your form of spirituality, or, you know, that form of forcing you to be present, you live that through your work? Or not
I don't
really?
Know. I feel like all I am is work, and
I don't
worry
think
about
that's spirituality.
That. Do you guys feel like that? Do you just work? Well, maybe you guys are a bit more spiritual.
We were. That was,
yeah, that
but
was
we've just
lives.
Come off
yeah.
that. And so I've always been a very spiritual person, but I didn't realize how much I had been completely ignoring that part of myself until we stopped radio.
Mm.
I think as well, and this is going to sound probably messed up for a person still in radio, and maybe it's going to sound that messed up for me in case we ever end up back there, but I think if I was honest with myself and I was really listening to that inner voice and kind of tapping in with my spirituality whilst on air, I would have known that I shouldn't have been where I was.
In radio?
It was pretty toxic.
Or at that time.
Yeah, it wasn't always healthy. And the situation, the relationship we have with sharing our content, putting that before our personal selves, like if you're really honest with yourself, which is what spirituality is, maybe that's why I wasn't spiritual for a lot of that time.
Because it makes you look at things and
well,
forces
yeah,
you to
go,
face
this
them.
Isn't
yeah.
maybe that healthy for you all the time. Maybe in bits and pieces, maybe when you have, you do it differently. Look, we would go back on air tomorrow and do things very differently.
Of course.
We
and but sometimes
a lot with no... A lot of not thought process.
Yeah, but sometimes it's not until you're out of that or have that hindsight to look back that you realise... Was that the best thing? So is that a thought process with every bit of content, everything you write, everything you put together? Because
what's the business behind your brand? Like, give us a bit of an insight of how you do scroll through those decisions when you do content or who you are and what you project to the world.
No, I don't think I think too much about it. I just be me and hope it works.
Because it does fucking work.
Sometimes.
It works. It really works. Because it feels like there's, you know, like so many of your video, like with the through line of so many of the videos I think that you know, became so popular for, which was the real relatable stuff.
Yeah.
Like why do you reckon that connects so much with people?
I think it's because people can identify with it and they're like, I'm the same. It's amazing when people can recall quotes and stuff from your video and like care about you and know your name in the shops and stuff like that. Like I find that the reason I do it.
Talk to us about the book and what you're, I don't know, can you say? Or is that because still under wraps?
So
what's the deal?
The title's really funny because the publishers want to title it something that I don't want to title.
Oh, really?
And so I signed, I think it was like even February or March. And by the time
did they approach you saying, do you want to write a book? Or did you say, I've got this idea?
No, I got approached was very, very fortunately by two publishers. And I went with the one that I felt the publisher she was a 33-year-old woman and like vibed me and I vibed her and that, you know, that was where I went.
So did you work with her then in terms of coming up with the overall
a lot,
idea for
yeah,
the book?
Yeah, I worked with her significantly. Cool. So it's so annoying not being able to call it what it's supposed to be called, but there is an element of the alphabet in it. So every chapter is a different letter. So A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Sort of, so like A is like adulting, acting. B is like boobs and body, which is horrendous. And I read that back the other day. And
it's like your favorite content in a book, right? Like
They're short stories. It's designed for like a millennial. So like, you know, there's jokes. Sometimes it's just like a paragraph.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes it's a life experience. Sometimes it's a joke. Sometimes it's a script.
Babes, what are you coming up with for X?
Xylophone. What was X?
One time I had one.
Oh, God. What was
ding, ding, ding?
I think it was ex-boyfriend or X-rated.
Oh, good. X-rated. Oh,
X-rated.
X-rated. That's why you've got a book deal. Yeah.
Because I was like, X.
I genuinely was like, Xylophone.
Yeah.
It's the only X word possible.
My favorite is E. because it's exercise and it's a blank chapter.
Oh my god, we didn't write anything in it.
I didn't write anything.
And then, like, there's actually nothing there.
There's nothing there. I think, like, that's it says, I wrote this depending on the editing process, but I wrote, it's funny that you think there's going to be something here. And the next page is like, no, seriously, I fucking hate
that's
moving.
So good.
Lol. Just move to the next letter, like, honestly. Keep, and then there's like a bunch of blank pages.
That is very, very clever.
They're allowing you to really so like, stuff. And this is like this Kelly is her name. She's the editor. She's like, likes me. And I know it sounds weird, but isn't it a strange thing?
No, someone to like you. But Stace has always said that. She's like, it's people. And it's the people that you connect with on this personal level that makes business and building stuff really meaningful and enjoyable too.
That is very good advice.
Yeah, like, it's what you said, the authority thing. Like, I'm picking up what you're putting down over there because it makes sense.
I don't remember saying.
It makes sense.
Take it, and take
then,
it.
But then when you look back on past things that you've done or past relationships or past work stuff, it does mean something.
I think it's a fairly new lesson too, because when you step away and you've got all these goals and all the shiny stuff and all the money and everything, and then you step away and you go, you still had something that felt a bit off. If the people aren't right, then you're not really ever going to be your best self.
And there's bits, and like, I want her to protect me as well, because writing, and you guys both know this, it's so intimate and you write by yourself.
I get that. It is.
And it's an intimate experience reading also. And it's,
you know why? I think because it's there for
permanently.
Yeah. Whereas like video, you're like, yeah, whatever. Or radio, even in more out. So, where it was like, all right, we've had a muck up, we're done. Catch it, you know, and you've got this. No, seriously.
Play a song.
You have to. Because if you are attached to that, you can't do that job.
No.
Like, it's so fast paced and, you know, what's the
transient.
Yeah, what's kind of
in a way,
right? I meant disposable. Like, that thing, you're only as good as your last radio break, all that bullshit, where it's like, you are as good as your last book because it's there and I can go buy it.
Yeah. And I think, like, for me, having her, this incredible editor to go publisher, this bit, can you deal with what might come from this?
Oh, amazing.
You know, and that's like what I mean about her loving me, or like, she probably doesn't love me. She's probably like, fucking, she's a nutcase.
Well, she'll love you again.
If I become a bestseller, she'll love me. Yeah, someone fucking buy the book.
Yeah, there's potential for love. Like, everybody goes in and out of it.
Yeah, like, There is some really raw things in there. And at the end of this, a chapter on bodies, as I was talking before, and at the end I say, don't message me or DM me about this. Don't talk to me about this. Just have this chapter. It's just between me and you. And let me joke about my weight for the rest of the book. But know that this is the truth.
Mm.
And I don't know if I want that bit published. Not that bit, but that chapter about my body and how I feel about my body. I don't know if I want it published. And you know, I guess it's her job to indicate to me whether or not I can deal with it. Because I also don't want to do the press tour. I fucking hate doing the press. Oh, I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about my body.
So
there's a funny story in there about Disney.
Says, I won't talk about it.
Yeah, in an interview. That in itself is very poignant. That's just like your book when you're saying sometimes you can say so much not saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
I also think it will help you to start looking at your life, because you've achieved a lot and I feel like you're still
I've also failed a lot.
Yeah, I get that.
I feel like that's a really important thing.
It is.
Because people look at me and they go, oh, you're this and you're that. Actually,
but I think you do talk about...
There's an apology for my Instagram.
But I think you do talk about your failures a lot.
Yeah, because I want to be real. And I
get
want people to know that this isn't how it seems. And, like, if you're struggling... Fuck, girl, I'm there with you. I'm in the trenches. Don't think my life is better than yours or I'm more successful than you. Like, I have failed more times than I ever have succeeded and probably ever will succeed.
Mm.
Like, I failed twice this morning. I have lost deals. I have lost TV shows. I have lost so much.
But there is success. Because
I don't look at that stuff
as
a failure.
There is success, and I do acknowledge that.
Do you feel uncomfortable with your success?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel like, it doesn't feel like I thought it would. Like, I thought it would, like, cure all my problems.
Okay, guys, let's just hold this conversation for 1 second. We're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Ugh, Saturday, sleeping in after having stayed up quite late, daydreaming, hitting the beach, all play and absolutely no work.
Oh, and you know what the best part is now? You can capture that very feeling, but for your skin, because you know what? Your skin should feel as good as you do on a Saturday morning.
Yes, which I think would be refreshed, happy, maybe healthy, definitely bright.
You, yes. Saturday Skin is developed to reveal your clearest, dewiest complexion. I love that word.
Dewy. Yeah.
Dewy.
You want your skin to be dewy, but not too shiny.
No, not too shiny.
Because the Illuminator these days is really killing it. It's heckers.
Nah, Saturday Skin's got your back and your face, girl.
Yeah.
Because it is all of that just packed into one bottle.
Yeah, a weekend in a bottle. Make every day your Saturday by using Saturday Skin. Big shout out to these guys who have gotten behind us on our very first month of launching our pod channel.
Yeah, it is available at Myer, or you can hit up saturdayskin.net. And make sure if you do, use the promo code TG for your 10% discount.
Oh, guys.
Do you know what would be funny if people spotted you in Kmart?
People always spot me in Kmart.
And I so relate to those videos because I'm a Kmart lover. But to actually
been there for a while.
You know why? It's because I realised I was so unhappy a couple of years ago. Every day from work, I would drop into Kmart.
Tom Whitaker does.
And that, that's when I was working with him. We were both so incredibly
and regional
unhappy.
Life. Kmart was always in those towns.
But then also, I would go back to my house where my boyfriend would be and just filling the room, followed around by a dark cloud. And now I'm like, why was I doing? And now I look back and I'm like, of course you're in Kmart buying your 16th marble cushion for the month that you don't need because you want to escape. I don't want to be home.
But it's also like, you know, when you are like, people call you like a spendaholic, or, you know, you're online shopping all the time. You feel like you get that still same joy, but with a discounted
rate.
The
best. It's like you're rich in there.
When you
walk in there and you go, I could get four things and I'm doing it.
Do you know what it is? Do you know what it is? It's the more than one bag.
Yeah.
If you're walking around a shopping center and you have like 3+ bags on your arm, I am Kris Jenner. It was like when you buy, you know, more than a few bags, you're like, there's that one. Oh, you know, she's got all these Prada bags up her arm walking around like this, and I'm like, that is actually bags. That
and is Kmart actually or Aldi.
I don't care.
Seriously. You're like Aldi.
I froth Aldi. Do you know they sent me a message for my birthday?
Oh my god.
What did they say? Like, my life is made.
Like,
just saying happy birthday.
That's so funny.
Well, I put a photo of her up in her Aldi outfit, which is just Aldi bags.
Is this sponsored?
No, but if I...
Well, we pushed for that for bloody... Aldi, if you're listening, it's time, guys. It is time. The relationship is here. We work well together. Come on.
When people say they live and breathe it, and I've always loved this brand. You know what people do that?
Maybe we'll cut it until they come to play.
Yeah, because they're getting
a lot of champagne. They've sent us some nice things.
Yeah,
speaking of I don't drink wine.
Ah.
Oh. Do you drink at all?
Not really, nah. No. How lame am I?
No.
Because
I'd rather use the calories for chocolate.
Then. So it's not that you don't like the taste of alcohol or you're a bad drunk.
I'm just not a drinker. I just don't live for it.
Is it the not being in control thing? Because seem to be like someone that likes to be in control.
Well, also, like, I worry if I get real loose, like, just what I'm going to do because I'm wild.
Yeah, right.
I'm wild already.
I reckon
also,
you would just
I feel like I'm going through a funny face
in.
And I cry.
Oh, a funny face and I cry. Well, then welcome
like
to 18 Australia.
Year old
everybody's drinking too much and crying.
Yeah, legit. Oh, yeah. I wish I was a crier when I was drunk.
Oh, really? What do you get?
Oh, just nasty.
Mm. You've not drunk in a while.
No, but then I have started drinking again, and there's been a few occasions where it's just learning my limits again. So, yeah, I'm in the process of that. I don't think it's ever going to be an easy fix for me, to be honest. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, so I went 12 months without drinking anything at all, but I don't know. I think I might be back in that place at some point.
Change your lifestyle.
Sorry?
Change your lifestyle, not being drinking.
Yeah. Well, I think it just changed the way I viewed myself and the amount of confidence that you have. I needed to drink to feel confident because I didn't feel confident with it. I had to be this crazy, wild party girl. People are expecting that of me. People love me. And I'm like, no, they don't. So it was just a matter of recalibrating, liking myself and thinking that everybody would like me if I wasn't that.
So did you have a good year?
Yeah, really good.
Yeah. You changed your life.
Really good. I actually, yeah, I did.
I love the way you're like low-key talking it down. And Stacey's like, I changed her life. And you're like, it was all right.
But that led to my breakup. That led to me leaving an 8.5-year relationship because I started to look at things, look at myself.
Whoa.
Look at what do you want in your life? What is making you happy? Why aren't
you
confident?
Serious?
Yeah, totally. I started going to, I still go to my therapist, Gwenda, and she's an addiction specialist.
Yeah.
That's why I first started going there and started bringing in all this other stuff, like the way I would relate to my boyfriend. So it It began addiction, looking at my life.
And addiction is, wow, like, you pick your poison, and I say this a lot, you pick your poison, but at the end of the day, it's emotional issues and mental, like, some would go into mental health. Definitely the ones in my life do. But I remember saying, do you remember I said...
Oh, yeah, I was so defensive about it too. We were in the car going to work.
I didn't touch on it. And I also... So Chrissy would tell me about how she'd get really drunk. And I hadn't seen it. I'd seen it once or twice for myself. But I often just kind of sat back with it because there were all these awful stories. And I'd heard a few myself. But I don't know. I judge what I see, you know, I like for myself. But then just kind of also was just that... I don't know, a support barrier. Yeah. I have a lot of people with addiction in my life. So I know.
Do you? That's interesting.
Yeah, that I and this week is actually, yeah, it's an incredibly difficult week for me this week in that particular topic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I've learned after a very, very long time that you kind of love people and you be there, but you just love them.
I really wonder why that you have that, why you attract people like that, I wonder.
Maybe
because you're a really good...
Well, just a
sounding board,
I think.
You're really,
yeah.
You know,
and I found a way.
You're necessary for them.
I look at people. I don't look at their problems. And I think a lot of people with addiction are looked at.
And same with mental health.
Well, they're exactly the same.
People say this particular schizophrenia has, crazy. It's awful.
Yeah, is mentally unwell. And that's what people don't see, that's what that is. And so.
There's something more below
the surface. Anyway, so I was saying to you.
You asked a question and it set me off when you said...
She wasn't happy about it.
Do you like... Stace just goes really nonchalant and I told her this horrible story. I almost felt like I had to convince you of how bad it was because you were always so supportive and it annoyed me. Because I was like, no, you have to understand the
I'm
level.
Awful. Yeah, she
I, I'm
to
like,
like
I, want you, I want you to hate me for this because in a way, if I get everybody on board to be like, you're disgusting, maybe that will make me want to change myself.
I remember the self-loathing.
Wow. I've been in a place like that before. I get that.
Self-loathing, guilt, and like, I was like very big.
I put that, what's that meme? It's like, you know, I'm guilty of making you feel like you can do any, you know, I am.
That one
like,
on your fridge?
I just read it.
Anyway, I
was very much not buying it. I was like, oh, no, you can take yourself down. Everyone else could try and take them. I'm not interested in taking you down.
Stace was just like very nonchalant, threw it out there. She's like, do you reckon there might be something a bit more underlying with the drinking stuff?
Oh, God.
Do you see a therapist? Do you work on...
Yeah. Yeah.
Has that been a long-term thing? Like,
since I was 19. I had a really bad car accident when I was 19.
Did you?
Yeah, and I almost killed someone. I didn't. I'll never talk about this. I've never even talked about this on air.
It tends to happen.
I'm okay about it now because I've had a bit of time.
Yeah.
It was a cyclist and I didn't see him. And I hit him and he hit the windscreen and I had PTSD. Like, I can't watch movies with car crashes. I can't hear car crashes. I can't see anything. And sometimes I just get, I hear the sounds. I go, oh, you know what I mean? And
Still now.
I was 19. And I saw a psych ever since then.
Same one? Have you seen
that? Nah, different. Because I've lived in heaps of different towns. Yeah. Sometimes you see a psych, sometimes you see a counsellor.
Yeah.
And it's always for different reasons. And I think I've definitely overcome the PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, going through something like that makes you so empathetic, which is why I think we do the job that we do, because you can understand where people come from.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not glad
that happened, but when my friend had a very significant mental health issue and I lived with her, like psychosis, and because I'd had a little bit of an experience with PTSD, I felt like I understood her and could understand her so deeply.
Yeah, because it's not them. This is the thing that I think everybody is so confused about. We're not our thoughts, we're not our emotions, and we're certainly not our mental illness. That part of you is a different thing. Like, and that's what I think is really hard. For me, being a family member of the addiction and stuff, I get very protective over that and over people like that because I feel like, particularly with addiction, particularly with alcohol addiction too, I think a lot of people very happily put you in a box that is you. You don't get the mental health.
People
part,
do that for everything,
you know?
Though, don't they?
But
they
it's
go,
true.
You're
it's
blonde, you're this, you're chubby, you're
like,
this.
You're crazy. You know, you're put in these boxes. You're a drunk, and we were talking about this on air when you came out, you're a brown paper bag in the corner homeless. You know, like there's all these.
I'm not drinking Monday to Thursday, so I'm not then therefore an alcoholic.
Yeah, it's tricky.
How do you feel, speaking of boxes, do you feel like
I was just gonna
people
ask
put
this question.
You in boxes? Do you put yourself in boxes? Like what's your relationship
with
that stuff?
Yeah, what box do you reckon you are in?
I don't want to be in a box, but I understand society would like to put me in a box in the same way they'd like to put all of us in a box.
Mm-hmm.
I find that, and I have always been multidisciplinary. So, like, I did singing lessons growing up. I know you're a singer also, and you're really good. And I feel like you should sing some more. Maybe, like,
I'm working on it, babe. Yeah.
No, I get it. Sung for years. I did an acting degree. I've done, you know, digital content, radio content. I used to be a stilt walker. Like, I feel like I've got such.
Do you need crazy core for that? Or
stilt
walk, like the core? Like, what are you?
I can show you a photo. I used to be like way leaner. Like, I've put on 30 kilos since, maybe 40 kilos since I stilt walked at Luna Park. Like, and I was there for four years.
In Sydney or Melbourne?
Sydney.
Okay, yeah.
I don't have any.
That's crazy. So cool.
Yeah, that was like my first job. It is.
It's when not
I talk
for
about
you,
it
though.
Now, but for not just like my story.
I don't feel like it's a random thing.
I used to be a puppeteer. Like, I used to do, like, I don't know. So for me, digital wasn't born because I was like born to be a YouTuber. It was born because I was bored in the afternoons of doing breakfast radio, and I felt like, how do I fill this time? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll make some videos.
That was the same as the thing.
And I'm a performer, you know, like radio definitely has elements of performance, but there was elements missing for me, and they were theatrical elements, and they were facial expressions, and they were...
Not to mention other stories or bits and pieces
some
that you want to
tell.
That's
right. Yeah. And sometimes you can't tell them in the way that you want to tell them, and... Don't know. Like, I'm everything and anything, except I'm not an MC. I hate MCing.
Yeah,
please don't make me.
Okay, so that's a lot. Yeah, she's not an MC, guys. So do you feel like in the you'd like to create more separation in the future with some of the work and bits and pieces that you create?
No, because I want to be so holistically myself. Like, I can't. I could do the morning show this morning, and I was like, well, is that all right? Like, I think I was, like, embarrassing myself. And they're like,
Just turn up. And like, you know what I mean? But you can do you, but in different versions. Like, turn certain parts up, turn
that's
certain
what
parts
we're
down.
Looking at. Like, we're writing stuff for telly or even for stage we haven't decided.
Oh, stage is fine.
And we are playing
you do
with that.
You do that on radio to a certain extent, right? With your, you know, it's quite clearly defined in terms of your roles, and that might be part of your personality, but not the 40% that it's turned up to on air. So it's still you. But are there parts of you that you consciously go, I'm going to turn that bit up, quine that bit down?
No.
Or not really?
I don't think about anything. I just say whatever comes
into
my head.
Well, there's your beginning point.
Yeah.
Let's maybe have a bit of a filter.
Let's have a few dials.
Let's have a Tanya filter for yourself.
Anything, and then I go, oh,
if you want to hear more from Tanya or follow her online, you can follow Tanya Hennessy on Facebook or on Instagram at Tan Hennessy.
Yeah, we are going to be here for the rest of the week. It's easy peasy to subscribe. Any new episode that pops up this week on the Thinker Girls pod channel will be yours. You can do that on Spotify, iTunes, or you can stream at thethinkergirls.com.au.
Tomorrow's episode, we will be taking a posse gem from you. You can email us or contact us on socials. Karen has contacted us asking us for some advice on how to make friends as an adult. Tanya will stick around, and we've got a lot to say. So hopefully, we know there's a few of you that will get a bit out of this.
Yeah, can so relate to this too.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow with that.
Bye.
Fave time of the week is that is when we get to go live with you, our posse, and chat about whatever you guys want.
We absolutely love going live on Facebook, but you'll only get notified that we're online if you follow us, the Thinker Girls, on Facebook.
Yeah, we get to say hello to you, give you guys an update on hashtag our lives, and answer the questions that you've been dying to ask us.
So once a week, make sure that you hang in on the Thinker Girls Facebook page to find out when you can find us.
This podcast is brought to you by Frank Strong's craft brewed alcoholic lemonade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.